From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Republican presidential candidates are competing for attention from the Tea Party tonight in Tampa. NPR's Greg Allen reports more than 150 Tea Party groups are co-sponsoring their first ever presidential debate.
The Tea Party is likely to be an important factor in choosing the Republican presidential nominee, in part because members turn out to vote in high numbers. Their support is especially important for Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who has slid in the polls since Texas Governor Rick Perry entered the race. But Susan McManus, political science professor at the University of South Florida, notes that groups from around the country are here in Tampa, and so far they've not agreed on a single candidate.
When asked what they were looking for in a candidate at the luncheon today, there seemed to be an agreement that two things were needed: a bold candidate and someone who was absolutely committed to conservative principles.
In tonight's debate, members of the Tea Party will be asking many of the questions. Coming into the debate, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney announced an endorsement from former candidate and Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Greg Allen, NPR News, Tampa.
President Obama is calling on congressional lawmakers to move quickly on his jobs proposal. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden today, the president said his $447 billion jobs package is not just about cutting spending, but will also cut taxes for some Americans.
This bill cuts taxes for small businesses that hire new employees and for small businesses that raise salaries for current employees. It cuts your payroll tax in half, and all businesses can write off investments they make this year and next year.
However, Mr. Obama has proposed raising about $400 billion to fund the package by eliminating certain deductions, including deductions for charitable donations often claimed by wealthier Americans. President Obama heads to Ohio tomorrow to promote his jobs plan, followed by a trip to North Carolina on Wednesday. Business and government leaders are calling on a new so-called super committee whose job it is to come up with at least $1.2 trillion in tax cuts to go big in terms of coming up with a proposal. In a letter to the committee's nearly 60 business executives, former Treasury Department officials say they want to see a large-scale cut. Amnesty International is out with a report that says rebels fighting to topple Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi committed unlawful killings and torture. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
The more than 100-page report documents what Amnesty calls widespread war crimes carried out by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, but it also finds that the rebels committed abuses, though on a smaller scale. The report says groups of vigilantes and opposition fighters have been carrying out regular nighttime raids looking for people associated with Gaddafi. It accuses rebels of score settling, including the lynching of some suspected mercenaries. Amnesty International warns that no one should escape justice and urges the transitional authorities in Libya to make a complete break from the abuses of the past. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks at one point after tumbling due to concerns about the Greek debt crisis closed up 68 points. This is NPR. A man working at the North Tower of the World Trade Center September 11th says the new 9/11 memorial that officially opened to the public today is a classy way to honor those who lost their lives when the Twin Towers collapsed. Another person whose brother died at the Trade Center said it's a huge relief to see the memorial as beautiful as it is. The first visitors to the memorial site began streaming through metal detectors this morning, making their way to the huge square fountains at the center of the 8-acre site. Bronze plates around the fountains at the memorial feature the names of nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11th terror attacks. Most young children watch a lot of television, but scientists are just starting to figure out how TV watching affects their developing brains. NPR's Nancy Shute reports on a new study that found that watching a fast-paced cartoon like SpongeBob SquarePants caused problems with children's attention and memory.
In this study, the 4-year-olds who watched 9 minutes of SpongeBob did less well on thinking tests after the show. The scenes changed about every 11 seconds. The preschoolers who watched a slower-paced PBS cartoon with scene changes every 33 seconds had no problems on the thinking tests. This study is the first to measure thinking and attention right after children watch TV. But it's a very small study, with just 60 children, and it doesn't reflect the real-life experience of small children who watch 2 to 5 hours of TV a day on average. The study also didn't look to see if the thinking problems persisted. But other studies have found long-term attention problems in children who watch lots of TV. The study was published in the journal Pediatrics. Nancy Shute, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. The price of oil up 63 cents a barrel to close at $87.87 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.